present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sowell, and your chairman is Humphrey Littleton.
Hello. Hello, and welcome. Welcome to a new series of I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. Today, we're coming to you from historic Bath, a city renowned for its famous spa. Not forgetting, of course, its equally celebrated Quicksave. Sadly, on this occasion, we find ourselves without Tim Brooke Taylor. There seems to have been some kind of an unfortunate misunderstanding, and despite specific instructions to travel down the M5 to the Assembly Rooms, Bath, Tim is currently appearing at MFI in Self-Assembly Bathroom. I suppose the extra money will come in handy. However, in his place, please welcome on my right the man they call Paul Merton. And with him, Willie Rushton. And on my left, welcome, if you will, Barry Cryer and Graham Garden. And since Sven is off playing around with Alice, that's golf. Would you also welcome our scorer, the delightful Samantha? Our first round is entitled Complete Quotes. Teams, I'll provide you with the first parts of some famous proverbs, and I'd like you to finish them off for me, please. Let me start with you, Graham. You can't teach an old dog new...
clear physics.
Paul, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make it...
scuba dive.
Barry... there's no fool like an...
diamond. If you said an, you see, it would have been an diamond, and that would have been a funny run-on, and I wish I was there.
Would you like to say it again? Shall I say it again, or just wait for the echo to come back? Right, Willie, here's yours. Give a man a fish and you feed him for a day. Teach a man to fish.
And you have a 12-part series, a book, and 2 or 3 videos.
Graham, some men have only one book in them, others...
don't indulge in that practice.
Paul, another one for you. Birds of a Feather
is a crap television program.
Barry, it's an ill wind that...
is silent.
Okay, now, have you got any more?
No. See a pin and pick it up, and all day you'll have a pin.
Don't try to run before you can pull up your trousers.
He who sups with the devil has need of a long after-dinner speech.
The early bird catches the 5:45 to Paddington.
Right, well, we've got to hurry along now. We're going to play a popular game called One Song to the Tune of Another. Each team member should sing the lyric of one song, without the music, to the tune of another song, without the words, but with the backing track, so the words of one song are synchronized seamlessly to the tune of another. The round is not to be confused with one tune to the song of another. That involves the team singing a selection of numbers while accompanies Colin Sell sucks on a menthol decongestant tablet. Incidentally, there's some surprising news from Colin's A&R man, who tells us that he's negotiated an exclusive deal for Colin to release a string of singles which are guaranteed chart toppers. Well, they may not make number one, but they're certain to be number twos. Sorry, did I hear some Can I hear you say something, Colin? No, all right. Graham, I'd like you to sing the words of Every Breath You Take to the tune of Knees Up, Mother Brown.
Every breath you take, and every move you make, every bond you break, every step you take, I'll be watching you every single day, and every word you say, every game you play, every night you stay, I'll be watching you. Oh, can't you see that you belong to me? My poor heart aches with every step you take, every move you make, and every vow you break. Hey!
Barry, it says here, I'd like you to sing, which is stretching it a bit. I'd like you to sing the words of There's No One Quite Like Grandma to the tune of Nobody Does It Better.
There's no one quite like Grandma, and I know you will agree. She always is a friend to you, and she's a friend to me. There's no one quite like Grandma. She's there in times of need. Before it's bedtime, on her knee, to what a book she'll read. Grandma, we love you. Grandma, we do. Though you may be far away, we
for your short song,
that.
Willie, I'd like you to sing the words of the Lonely Goat Herd to the tune of Summertime.
High on a hill was a lonely goat herd. Lay yodel, lay yodel, lay. Loud was the voice of the lonely goat herd. Leggy goodle, leggy goodle. Folks in a town that was quite remote herd. Leggy goodle, leggy goodle. Lusty and clear from the goat herd's throat herd. Leggy goodle, leggy goodle. Ooh, R-I-E-O-E.
And finally, Paul, would you please sing the words of Stand By Me to the tune of the William Tell Overture?
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see, no, I won't be afraid, no, I won't be afraid, just as long as you stand by me. So darling, darling, stand by me, oh, stand by me, oh, stand by me, stand by me. If the sea that we look upon should tumble and fall, or the mountain should crumble in the sea, I won't cry, I won't cry. No, I won't shed, just as long as you stand by me. So darling, darling, stand by me, oh, stand, stand, stand by me, oh, stand, stand, stand by me, stand by me.
Now I know what Kimosabi means.
Stop singing.
Let's hurry along to the next round. This one's entitled Audience Ratings. These days it's becoming increasingly difficult to pick up ratings, as Samantha found to her cost on a recent... T teams, in the light of much publicised audience-boosting additions to the plots of The Archers and Emmerdale, I'd like you please to suggest some additions to other well-known TV and radio programmes likely to make them more popular. Barry, will you start, please?
Anne and Nick oversleep.
They're going to liven up Watchdog by calling it Watch Bitch with Linda Lee Potter.
Graham?
An idea for Newsnight. Arm Jeremy Paxman.
Oh. Noel Edmonds has a new show called Noel's House Fire.
There's a new plot line for EastEnders, Arthur and Pauline by an electronic dictionary. But when they plug it in, they both get elocuted. True Crimes is being revived, but Michael Winner's being killed off.
Desmond Morris is going to fire Jacques Cousteau up Mr. Blobby.
Have I got news for you, hosted by somebody completely different? Doesn't matter, it's just been an improvement.
Any more?
And on radio, Strip Round Britain Quiz.
Good news, they're getting a bit of Beadle and they're going to have Mrs. Bobbitts about.
Okay. Now to an entertaining new round.
Well, we've heard that before. I'll say that again.
No, it should read, now to an entertaining new round called Good Morning Radio. Few things can match the unalloyed thrill of enjoying Anne Diamond over the breakfast table. Teams, in this round, I'd like you to take it in turns to be interviewers and guests on a breakfast chat show. As you would expect of the genre, the job of the interviewers is to prevent their guests from saying anything remotely of interest. Points will be awarded to the guests for the amount of interesting information they're able to convey. And so, without further ado, let's find out who the guests are today on Good Morning with Paul and Willie.
Hello.
And hello.
Who are our guests today, Willie?
A good question, Paul, which I hope you'll answer. Good morning.
Good morning. Let's have a look at the weather. Well, it's still raining.
Yes.
Our guests today, who are our guests?
Our guests today are Rasputin.
Ah, Rasputin.
The bearded wonder. Mm. And Lucretia Borgia.
Ah.
So let's give them a big hand. Well, Mr. Rasputin, how do you wash that?
I have a special Soviet beard wash, which the Tsarevich himself gave to me. I remember the Tsar himself once
It's very interesting that you mentioned the Tsar there, because I wonder, do you think that Arsenal overplay the offside trap?
I think the Tsarina might have probably answered that one.
Yes.
Well, I have been doing the catering for Arsenal for several years. Which explains a lot.
Where did you get that lovely frock?
Well, the Tsar gave it to me.
Has the Tsar ever given you one, Lucretia?
I've had 11 husbands, you know.
Oh, 11 husbands. That's roughly the same number of players in the Arsenal team. What do you... Which Arsenal player would you fancy given a chance?
Well, this is difficult to say. My words are spoken by an actor.
I was about to say no, they're not.
I don't think I'll award any points for that. Let's see now who'll be taking to the couch on This Morning with Graham and Barry.
Hello. Hello. Well, Barry, who have we got on the couch today? We have His Satanic Majesty, the Devil, or should I say, Old Mick?
No, I don't think so.
No. And that great, great survivor, Madame Pompadour.
Hello, sexy.
Good morning.
I wonder, Madame Pompadour, how do you wash it?
Dans la toilette, bébé.
Turning to old Nick,
yes.
If I may call you old.
Certainly, Satan, Beelzebub, any of those things, Lucifer.
What is your star sign?
It's interesting you say that, because it's...
Well, no, it isn't really. Because what I really want to know is whether you have a normal breakfast, like other people do.
Well, it all depends what you mean.
You know, coffee and toast.
Well, not all
croissants, that sort of
thing.
No, not really. Croissants, quite interesting.
You prefer a continental breakfast, perhaps?
I have always a coffee. I think for breakfast, I normally have a mixture, really. I roast a few souls in hell. The whiz gets a bit of appetite. And then
are you on gas or electricity?
Well, I find smokeless fuel's the most economical.
So do we, don't we?
Where would you go for a bargain in smokeless fuel?
Well, you can't beat Newcastle, you know.
A lot of people say that.
I was wondering if Madame Pompadour knows Newcastle at all well.
Except for three men who escaped.
Do they serve a normal
breakfast? I had a child by Sunderland.
I think points all round there. Our next round is called PC Song Titles. Like Barry Cryer's trousers, political correctness has had rather a bad press recently. So I've decided that we're going to bring it into the programme. So for now, I may, of course, be referred to as chairperson. Samantha will be sexually challenged. Something to look forward to for her, I've no doubt. And the team should be described as differently entertaining. Accordingly, I'd like you to start by revising some well-known song titles and lyrics, which might otherwise prove offensive to the politically correct ear. Okay, Willie, will you start, please?
Bebop a loo bop, she's my significant other.
Paul.
White Christmas, I'm dreaming of a Caucasian pagan festival.
Gren.
He or she loves you, yeah, yeah, yeah. We all live in a Far East Asian submarine.
I want to hold your hand subject to contract and the consent of both parties.
Thank heaven for vertically challenged, differently old people of gender. Same gender orientated, the magic dragon.
The Carpenters hit single Call In Occupants of Interplanetary Craft, except that is politically correct already. The real version was Oi Greenskin, I want to talk to you.
Senior Citizen River.
And of course, there's the well-known lyric, the X chromosome individual is unwaged and non-tied to a domestic dwelling. The lady's a tramp.
Right, well, our next round is called Cheddar Gorge, just one of the many games taking their names from famous British landmarks. There's Dungeness, of course, where the object is to try to escape without being locked in Dungeon R or Dungeon T. The ever popular Windsor Castle, where, as the name suggests, the most successful player wins a castle. And the perennial favourite St. Michael's Mount, devised, of course, by our very own Samantha during an extended visit to Marks and Spencer. As the name Cheddar Gorge so obviously implies, the object is for each team member to utter a single word in turn. And the point is that they mustn't ever complete a sentence. They haven't so far, so I should be on a bit. To complicate matters unnecessarily, each player must include a word of my choosing, and these are, for you, Graham, Pop-Tart, Paul Toupet, Barry, Polystyrene, and Willie, Testosterone. Before we start teams, you'll observe that I've got the horn as usual, and if I think it... if I think a sentence has been completed, you'll hear a noise like this. Oh, I'll do it again. Okay, Graham, will you start us off, please?
That's jazz in Bath.
You've won them over, Will.
Graham, you're going to start.
Once upon
a testosterone.
Why?
Rare.
Please.
There was
a
nice Pop-Tart. However,
the
last time
toupee...
The last time toupee.
It's yeah. an old soul.
Yeah. It's a thing you get this sort of threatening message and you need revenue.
Yeah.
And carry on.
Arrived.
Not.
As.
A.
Polystyrene.
Comma.
Go.
Van. It.
Was.
Never.
Ever.
Ever.
Definitely.
Not.
What.
It.
Seemed.
In
I
didn't know we could do vowels.
You torn a muscle.
A.
Revealed in A.
Big.
Elaborate.
Copy.
Of.
The.
First.
Times.
Crossword.
Puzzle.
In.
The.
Entire.
History.
Of.
The.
Entire
history
of
the
complete
geography
unexpurgated,
but
you
should
see
what
I
have
in
my
little
tiny
sequined
Our next round is called Chaz and Dave and was inspired by the popular Cockney entertainers, who are as much a part of this country's cultural heritage as fish and chips, pie and mash, and foot and mouth. Teams, I'd like you please to take it in turns to sing some well-known songs in the style of Chaz and Dave. You'll be accompanied on the piano by Colin Sell, and incidentally, I was surprised to learn before the show that Colin has perfect pitch. So if you need your garage roof refelting, Colin's your man. Okay, Barry and Graham, I'd like you to start, please, and I'd like you to provide your Chaz and Dave version of Don't Cry For Me, Argentina.
Don't cry for me, Argentina. Nah, the truth is I never left you. Or to a bar, they made existence. I kept my pride, so don't keep your distance. Don't cry for me, Argentina. Truth is, I never left you. For from my one day's mad existence, I kept my promise. Don't keep your distance.
Okay, your turn, Paul and Willie, and your song is Bright Eyes.
It is like a
three blokes floating out on the tide, following a river of death downstream. Oh, he's in a dream.
There's a fog along the horizon,
a strange glow in the sky. And though he seems to know where you're going, what does it mean? Or is it a dream?
Rabbit, fire.
Bright eyes, how can you close and fail? How can a light that burns so brightly suddenly burn so pale? Bright eyes, that's right, stop it, grab it.
Have we finished?
26 marks for temporarily reducing Colin Sell and his piano to silence. We're fast approaching the end of the show, but it's just time to slip in a round of Lumberjack's Film Club. So, teams, while Samantha and I nip out to put an edge on my little chopper, I'd like you please to suggest some titles of films likely to be popular with Lumberjacks, Tree Surgeons, and the like. Paul, you're going to start this one, please.
That is a popular film just been re-released in the cinema, Beverly Hill Cops. That's me best one. Wait till I get to Oklahoma.
I'm about to cross that out.
Okay, Barry.
Joan Collins is The Beach.
Elm on Nightmare Street.
Tom Hanks in Twig.
Robert Donat, Goodbye, Mr. Woodchips. Just been released again.
The Mahogany and the Ecstasy.
The Discreet Charm of the Bougainvillea.
There's a remake, a sequel, really, called Beverly Hill Cops 2. The more you say it, the better it goes, isn't it?
I am a fugitive from a chainsaw.
Mel Gibson in Lethal Weapon.
An old saga of the Korean War. Ash.
Larch action hero.
Die Hard Wood.
Elm R. Gantry. Elvis Presley. In Love Me Timber.
Arnold Schwarzenegger, Terminator Tree. And Robert De Niro in Goodfellas. Lumberjacks.
Well, ladies and gentlemen.
It's not that good, really. The Good, the Bad, and the Sycamore. It doesn't sound like that.
How about Rebel Without Sequoias?
Well, a quick glance at the time tells me that it's fast coming up to 8,100 hours, which means, of course, that I've put my digital watch on upside down again. And also that it's the end of the program. So until next week, it's goodbye from Samantha, the teams, and myself. Goodbye.
Barry Cryer, Graham Garden, Willie Rushton and Paul Merton were being given silly things to do by Humphrey Littleton, with Colin Sowell setting some of them to music. The programme was produced by John Naismith.